Okay, this is Wayne Smith here to give you a little demonstration about how to use the ABI Inform database system at Cal State Northridge. This tutorial is just a working prototype at best. It's not perfect or anything like that. It's just intended to give a demonstration about how you would use audio and video resources to augment printed or visual documentation that exists already on the screen. So I'm going to log into the library's databases, and I'm actually at home, but I'm using the virtual private network, as you can see down here at the bottom part of the screen. But so you would do this either at school or through the VPN, and the VPN virtual private network allows you to be on campus, quote unquote, but really physically remotely sitting at home. But it's beyond talking a little bit about how this is installed is beyond the scope of this particular tutorial. So I'll go to start. I'll start a browser. In this particular case, I'll use Mozilla. But you could use Internet Explorer on the PC or Safari on the Macintosh equivalently. So we'd want to go to library.csun.edu. That's the library site. We'd want to click on Find Articles. Click on Business, because knowledge management is mostly in the business area, not exclusively, but mostly. And the library has very conveniently organized all of the databases that you can access in alphabetical order. I won't go into all of them right now, but for right now, we're just going to use ABI Inform, which is probably the most popular way to search for particular articles because it catalogs a lot of journals, and that's useful for our particular purpose. So we click on ABI Inform. It logs us into ABI Inform. If you were at home but not on the virtual private network, you would see a login box right here rather than the ABI screen, and you'd have to log in with your CSUN library card that has the information to log on to. So I'm in advanced search, which is usually what I do. Let's do a little test, say search for Boeing, for example, in citation and abstract. We'll leave that there. And let's search for the words knowledge management. Let's make sure I type that correctly. And so we're going to search for all of the articles that that use the word Boeing in either the citation and abstract. And this is really citation and knowledge management. Notice that the knowledge management has to be together because I put these words in quotes, and that we can search for that in citation and abstract as well. We're not quite ready to search just yet. For our particular purposes, for say a master's degree, you probably want to search for articles that have the full text rather than just the abstract, and you want to search for articles that are in scholarly journals as opposed to Time magazine. Okay, so we would click on search. We give the system a few seconds to do its search and return results to us, hopefully. And here are some results. So we have two documents found for this particular kind of search, and the two documents are sort of a shorter article on enterprise project management in this particular journal from 2003. We have a variety of different ways to access it. We probably want the page image, which is good. We have a second article here, Boeing, a case study example of enterprise project management from learning organization perspective. And we have the abstract page image in PDF. We could verify for a moment by clicking on abstract that the terms Boeing and knowledge management actually did appear in the abstract. So there's the word Boeing, and there's the word knowledge management highlighted in red, which just verifies what the ABI screen says up here as well, Boeing and knowledge management. For most purposes, especially for a master's degree program, you would probably want the page image. That's probably the most accurate and faithful representation of the original article, including charts and graphs and fonts and things like that. So you'd probably just click on page image, for example, if you're interested in this particular article. It was 13 pages. So usually as I pull it up, I usually check down here to make sure that we got all of the pages. It's from this journal, the learning organization. and you're ready to go. It's pulling it up in Adobe Reader inside of our browser, and you probably could print this. That's probably something you'd probably want to do, or you could save it. I always save on my computer so that I always have a copy of it in case the network is down or something like that, and I can go back to it. So you'd probably want to do print and or save at this particular point. And there's your article, and you can scroll through it if you wanted to, for example. I don't see any charts or graphs in this particular article. Oh, here's one. Okay. Here's an example of why charts and graphs are important in the right spot, because there's a little process flow or system dynamic flow in this particular article, and it's important to get all the information correctly off the diagram as well. And the way you exit that is to press the back button, as I just did, and it takes us back. And if you scroll down to the bottom of this screen, you see your search again. So you could change your search, for example. We don't even have to click the back button again to go back to the previous screen. We just scroll down on the screen. For example, let's change the word knowledge management to project management, because maybe knowledge management is too new of a term, for example. And a technical company like Boeing uses the term, or prefers the term, project management, for example. Not that they're equivalent, but there might be more articles on that. These are one of the things that librarians know and reference librarians know. And I know as a faculty member, I refer to them for that kind of advice. So, for example, here it's 5 documents instead of 2. We see the same 2 of the articles. 2 of the articles are the same. So that must mean the word project management must appear in the abstract as well as knowledge management. We could, I guess, verify that. So it looks like in addition to the words knowledge management, which was down here, this abstract also includes project management, and as you can see with it highlighted in red. But we get a couple of other articles as well. We get something about improving design and reducing costs of a helicopter, and something else in a journal called Research Technology and Management. So those are the 5 articles there. And you do the same thing. You click on the one that you want and save it, or print it, or both. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about some of the options up here. These are really the parameters. You're typing in the parameter to this particular search criteria, and the parameter to another search criteria. And means it tightens the query. It usually tends to reduce the results of a query, as opposed to or, which is more general, and it would tend to expand the results of the query. We wouldn't want to do or here, because we don't just want any article related to Boeing or any article related to project management. We want articles related to both of those terms. You'd get a lot more results if you did or, and it would be hard to filter through. So one of the tricks in searching in any database, but ABI Inform is a good example of this, is to be able to balance the searching between is it too narrow or is it too broad. So for example, let's broaden it up a little bit from 2 and 5 searches, 2 and 5 results to a little bit larger. Remove the word project management and just search for the word Boeing in citation and abstract. That's going to return a lot of information. We kept these parameters the same, and we've now gone to 195 documents. So you could scroll through those documents to be able to get that particular piece of information. Whoops, didn't need to do that. One of the nice things you could do too is just simply change the search parameter instead of citation and abstract. Since Boeing's a relatively unique name, you could just search for things in the document title, like Boeing in the document title. And then that would give you some things that are a little bit more specific. And Boeing is a very large company, so we could actually even just search for the word Boeing in the document title and Rocketdyne in the document title, for example. Click search, and then we would get articles that are related only to Boeing Rocketdyne here in Canoga Park. So here's one that's a scholarly journal, MIS Quarterly, which actually is the number one journal, the top-rated journal in information systems. I happen to recognize one of the names there, Professor Ann Marzak from USC. It's an article in 2001. If you click on PDF, we'd be able to see this article. This is a case study here at Rocketdyne. These would be articles that aren't generally available on the outside. You might be able to find them by searching Google Scholar, but you wouldn't be able to actually access the paper without going through a database that's owned by the university or purchased by the university. So this is their paper at that particular team. It looks like virtual collaborative teams, for example. It's 21 pages. You could print or you could save. And that is a nice summary of how ABI Inform works. And, of course, you could do some things such as Boeing, say, just typed in some words, some letters that don't make any sense. You click search. If you do something like that, it's obviously going to return no documents. But remember, no documents doesn't mean that there are no documents, that no documents exist. It just means that there are no documents in ABI Inform. So it gives some suggestions about other places to look as well. Going quickly through the other options, in general, if you can't find much on a company at all, you'd want to just search through the whole document text for the word, say, Boeing or knowledge management. But that's going to tend to return a lot of results because there's a lot more words in the document text than there is in the abstract. If you know the publication name, for example, like MIS Quarterly, you could type that in to limit the search as well. And most of the other databases in a library system use these same general fields as well. And so you'll see these come up all the time. NAICS is the new name for the SIC code, the Standard Industry Classification Code. You don't need to worry about that. But so most of the time you use citation in abstract or citation in the document text, and some other specifics depending on what you know. In some cases, all you're interested in is just, say, knowledge management in the title. But this is, and this has nothing to do with Boeing, of course, but it's going to return articles that have the word knowledge management in the title, which is going to be a lot. Okay? 501 documents. Okay, so learning how to choose between a very narrow search, but not so narrow that you return zero, and a very broad search, but not so broad that you spend a long time looking through it, is one of the challenges of information searching and information literacy. And some of that is just done by trial and error, but it can also be done with good instruction, particularly from talented reference librarians. Okay, so that's my introduction to ABI Inform, and I appreciate your time very much. Thank you.